Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 5th of April, Anno Domini 2014, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
That would tweak you out if all of a sudden I just turned around and walked out, wouldn't it?
It certainly would do something to all of us, I think.
I just thought about that.
And we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here we go. Let's start with the new. Oh, let's start with Jason from Altoona from last week, who had an issue with getting off the MyMinders thing. I've left a note up all week, but he has not seen it yet. Jason, if you're listening, I need to know your phone number. So check the message on the Soundbites homepage, the big one right at the top of the page so far, and deal with that, and I will get you off that list. In the meantime, I'll read the news. At its Build 2014 conference on Wednesday, Microsoft unveiled Windows 8.1 Update 1 coming via Windows Update on April 8th. New features include an improved taskbar, better task switching, and start screen tweaks that focus on mouse and keyboard users. In short, modern or metro apps now have taskbar buttons and title bars. That's the big change. Microsoft has also pre-pinned the Windows Store to the start screen, so you'll spend more... the store itself has also been revamped to be more mouse and keyboard friendly for discovering and downloading apps.
Very well put.
Microsoft's main goal in this update is to continue updating its latest and greatest operating system for desktop users. The company has received a lot of flack, let's call it, for focusing too much on touch, and Windows 8.1 as well as Windows 8.1 Update 1 are meant to address that. As the leak showed us in February, there are improvements to the keyboard and mouse experience. There's a new title bar for Microsoft's Windows 8-style Metro apps, which lets users close, minimize, and snap apps side-by-side with a mouse. The start screen and a new context menu with options to resize and unpin and will now appear when you right-click on live tiles. It's also easier for you to search and shut down your PC, which is probably the best part of Windows 8.1, as Microsoft is bringing those two options right onto the start screen. Other changes include a control panel link into the PC settings section, as well as desktop tweaks such as a new option in the taskbar setting that displays a list of all Metro apps, and a Windows preview when you hover over apps. Sadly, we'll have to wait for a future update to bring back the one thing that people have complained about most when it comes to Windows 8. That vague future update will introduce a new version of the classic Windows Start menu that combines features from the pre-Windows 8 menu with new Windows 8 concepts like live tiles. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Windows 8.1 Update 1. And your choices are, I'm disappointed in the lack of a real Start menu. I'm disappointed that I have a Windows 8 computer. I'm disappointed that we're still waiting for Windows 9. And stop! I love Windows 8! So far, we've had 20 votes. And believe it or not, Stop, I Love Windows 8 is number 2 with 6 votes. I'm disappointed that we're still waiting for Windows 9 is number 1 with 9 votes. And the other two are trailing far behind with 4 votes and just one vote for I'm disappointed in the lack of a real Start menu. Now, I know you will have more to say, so if you will look down the right-hand side, you may have to actually scroll. I know. You'll see under Fascinating Stuff, the forums, the fora, the fori, and what you need to do is check that out. The title is 5 April 14, Windows 8.1. Update 1, leave us some information about that, and then give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 and toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And listen, the generosity of the people here at Jazz 90.1 is, I believe, personally, I believe it's unprecedented. Unprecedented. We are, for another week, giving you folks the golden opportunity to become a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. Yes. Yes, that's absolutely right. You folks, and I mean this sincerely, you have been beyond generous, and we are tremendously grateful. But sadly, we are about $9,000 short of our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, and I keep saying this, and I don't think you believe me, this station doesn't exist if you don't pledge. It's that simple. That's why we're still here. Many other so-called public radio stations have corporate sponsors and make their nut that way, and everything they get from, not all of them, but some of them, everything they get from user pledges is gravy. We're not that public radio station. We're the public radio station that has no corporate sponsors. None. Zero.
Zip.
We have the same number of corporate sponsors you have. Zero. So we need your help. If we want to keep this station on the air, if we want to keep this show on the air, we need your help. Please, please make the call. Make the pledge. 966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I can't tell you enough. We would love
to be done with this. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, we come here every week, and you folks have come to expect it, that you just turn on the radio, and there are sound bites every Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, unless Christmas or New Year's fall on
a Saturday.
Otherwise, we're here. You know, and we could be doing a lot of other things, too. Excuse me. Because the three of us, and I've said this before, it takes a big hunk out of our day. You know, most of us, the three of us leave, say the house is around 11, and we don't get home until 3. We don't get paid a cent. You know, and it's up to you folks to show us how much you really appreciate it by picking up the phones and giving us a call.
Those who are calling, please stay on the line. Hold on. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. You have stepped up. The Soundbites family has stepped up. You've done great work, a great job, and we appreciate that. But we know
we're not done yet.
There are a lot of you out there listening who have not stepped up, and we're asking you to join the family, to make the pledge, to be part of the family here. We need we want to stay on the air. It's that simple. We want to be part of this station, and we want this station to continue. And in order to do that, you personally, you need to step up. And we'd love to come to you next week and just continue with the general nonsense that we always continue with and not have to do any of this stuff. But I'm sorry to say that we need to continue this pledge drive. So please, please make the call. It's simple. Takes less than 2 minutes of your time. 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Just think of some of you folks out there that are sitting around thinking, you know, some of the stuff that you've heard us, you know, talk about on the air. And just to let alone the security tangle. The things that we keep up, you know, updated and everything else, trying to keep you people informed, trying to save you some money. For you folks that are out there and have danced the tangle and it has saved your repair bill, think about that. We didn't charge anything extra for that. We just put it up there as a helpful tool because we know nowadays spyware and malware are a big issue. And that's why Nick took the time and effort, step by step. He walks you through as somebody just sitting there holding your hand so you can clean up your machine and thus save you a big, huge repair bill. Because that's not cheap. That takes time. And being in the service business myself, I know. I've been doing it for years. So, you know, and folks will sit there and was there much? Well, you know what? If you took the time and did the tools like we offer for free, you know, it would have saved that. But you know what? We only come to you twice a year. Twice a year asking for your help and your support, showing you, this way you can show us how much you appreciate Soundbites being here every Saturday to answer your computer questions.
And for the rest of the station, the great jazz music they play all through the week, you might not have been into jazz. You know, I wasn't that deep into jazz until we started on the jazz station, and now I listen to it all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to, you know, sit there and see these folks that sit there, oh, I really enjoy your show. And I know all three of us hear that week after week. You know, well, if you do, step up to the plate and help us out. Yeah, we'd love to be over with this pledge drive. You know, it would have been nice to have it done 2 weeks ago. But like Nick was saying, the facts are the station doesn't run free. We don't get any support. There's nobody in the side saying, well, tell you what, if you don't make it, we'll cover that. No, the school district, the state, nobody jumps in to help. We don't make it, we could very well go off the air. It's just the fact of life.
And I'd like to thank Dennis and Marshall for opening up the ball here today. Thank you both very, very much for your donations. We are honored. And now it's time for the rest of you. The game has begun. We're out of the gate. Let's keep moving. We'd like to bring in $1,000 today. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do that. We together can do that. All of us together can do that. And it's up to you. Make the call. 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free. 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes. The only people who should not be calling in are the people who are driving their cars. You should pull over first. Everybody else should be calling in. We have an awful lot of listeners who get an awful lot of good advice from this station. All we're asking is a little bit of love in return. And this is how you show it to us. Make the pledge. Make the call. Dennis and Marshall, thank you very much. In the meantime, I will personally apologize to each and every one of you for the snow, the grapple this morning.
That was snow.
It is my fault. Well, it was hail when I went out and took the dogs out this morning. It is entirely my fault. Yesterday, in a moment of pure insanity, I actually contemplated taking the snow brushes out of my car.
You don't do that until June.
I know, and it is my fault.
The end of June.
And when I woke up this morning, I knew that this was... everybody was being punished for my hubris. And I admit it, and I apologize to all of you.
I mean, I've ridden in snow in June up at Lake Placid.
Yeah.
And that was the middle of June. Or I shouldn't say middle. It was the second week of June. We happened to be up there and left in the morning. It was a Tuesday morning. It was a little cool out. As we drove down from Lake George on up to Lake Placid, it's like, whoa, yep. Come around this turn and there's snow.
As a child, I was a GCB. Still am, a good Catholic boy. And so we would go to, May is the month of Mary. It's mm-hmm. the devotion of the Blessed Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And we would all traipse over from school to church every day and go to Mass in May. And many is the day I remember wearing a winter coat and boots
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of May to do all of that. This is Rochester. We forget that.
Yeah.
Every year we forget that it snows in May here sometimes.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, this where we live, folks, it's there. I'm getting so tired of cold. Yeah, you know, but again, it's better than some of the other, you know, states in that have the hurricanes, the blizzards, and the tornadoes and everything else. Yeah, we might get a snowstorm in that. But
I have a friend who has experienced her first major earthquake in California. I'd rather have snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
We get a lot of, we're the second most active earthquake zone in North America, but we have lots and lots of tiny little.
Yeah, there is a little.
Because our fault, now I can't remember the name of the fault all of a sudden, it'll come to me. Our fault is loose. and so it slips all the time. The San Andreas Fault is tight, and so it doesn't slip until it slips big, which is why they get big earthquakes. We get lots of little tiny baby
earthquakes. Yeah, ours don't even move the salt shaker on the table.
Yeah.
Whereas in California, I've seen it go...
Was that 8.2 or 8.3 off Chile last week? They said that's not the big one?
Yeah.
There's still the big one coming?
Yep.
What is the definition of their big one?
Bigger than that.
It's when California falls off into the ocean and the whole fault line is now the coast.
Yeah. Yeah, start buying up beachfront property in Nevada.
Believe it or not, this was back... Oh, what was it? 89?
Okay.
1989, we're out in California, and we're going up from my father-in-law's down in San Diego up to my brother-in-law in Sacramento. And we stopped along the line away because he was with us, and he had us pull over. And he says, see this rock formation? Yeah, it's, you know, like this big wall of rock. And somebody had put these marks there. This is where this was at this point. Here's where it is then. And you can see this whole progression of this land slowly sliding. And it's like, hell, another 20 years, it might be out in the ocean.
Yep.
And that's no lie.
That's amazing to think of rocks moving.
Yeah.
Okay, we'd like to thank Len for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Len. We're delighted. Thank you. Len has joined Marshall and Dennis. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 22 minutes after the hour, and we are Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 27 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we have a caller who asked a question offline. Mike from Livonia, who wants to know about turning off background apps in Windows 8.
Yeah, those little things you see in your taskbar that sucks down all your processor. Especially on the less expensive machines that often have a much slower processor in them.
Some of that stuff you can certainly turn off. It depends on what it is. Some of it you must leave on because it actually is involved in the running of Windows 8. So the question is, and I'm sorry he hung up, the question is not...
He was driving.
Oh, good. Well, he should not have been. He should have been pulled over.
He pulled over to pledge and ask his question.
There you
and
go.
And
he pledged. Thank you very much. We have... that was that mic.
That was
excellent.
That mic, yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Some of them you can turn off, particularly if they came with a particular product. Like, for example, if you bought an HP printer and you loaded their driver up, there's an immense amount of cruft that they throw into the machine. You can turn all of that off. You can uninstall all of that if you want to.
Yeah, some of it's kind of useful. You know, a message will pop up on screen when the ink is low or when the paper's out. But you usually notice that when you go to pick up the paper that didn't come out of the printer.
Right.
Now, in Windows 8, it's probably not as easy as right-clicking on it and choosing exit like it was on 7.
Oh, really?
Is there a taskbar in Windows 8?
Well, ish.
Yeah.
8.1 has one, yeah.
Yeah, none of us are running Windows 8, so we're not exactly sure how you do it.
Why would we want to?
Yeah. But quite oftentimes you can click on the icon, right-click on the icon in the taskbar, and there's an exit command. And if msconfig is still there, you can turn it off from there as well.
Yeah.
I did put a Windows 8 VM on this computer because I'm showing it off at CIDR this week. But I don't want to launch it with my video recording and
audio
recording.
Yeah, you probably already
overburdened it. Yeah.
But I hope that semi-answered your question, Mike. It depends on what it is. Sadly, as the numbers of Windows 8 get higher, the hardware requirements to run it comfortably get higher as well.
Well, like you say, the price of poker keeps going up.
Yep, it does.
And you want things bigger, faster. I mean, the streaming and everything else, that all takes resources.
The people at Microsoft don't have inexpensive laptops. They have very, very high-end and very RAM-filled desktops. So
they deal with the Cadillacs, let's put it that way.
Right, exactly, exactly. You can turn some of them off.
Under options, general, and startup, not for internet stuff. And then I found a couple of questions from Microsoft on how to turn some of this stuff off.
Right, some of it's in the startup folder. If what you're asking is how do you turn them off, that's a separate story. Look in your startup folder. That's the first place to look. Anything that's in there obviously begins running at startup. If you're running Microsoft Office, you will find that it starts the Office
Quick Start.
Something Quick Start. Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. it.
A lot of programs do that.
A lot of programs do that. Yeah. And as I was about to say, there are others that do it as well. So you can turn those off if you want to. It just means Windows takes a little longer to start up. Or Office does, rather. And you can remove those from the startup menu. You can also go into a DOS window, which they're not calling the DOS, but the command window anymore. And you can run msconfig. Which will let you turn off other stuff. But you need to be very, very careful in msconfig. If you don't know what something does, don't turn it off. That's pretty easy. Don't do it.
Taskbars and that type of stuff, if they've got extra toolbars running, like, or say, Google toolbar and that type of stuff, yeah, that type of stuff you can click off.
And especially if you get several of them loaded. We've been talking about these sneaky add-ons where you download a program and it throws in the Ask toolbar, and then you download another program and it throws in the Google toolbar and then the Yahoo toolbar, and suddenly you've got so many toolbars, there's no window
and
left.
And they take over as your default screen when it boots up, too.
Yep.
And that ticks me off.
And it takes it longer to boot up because it has to start all of these quick start things. Right. The annoying thing is, the intent is that to make programs faster to launch later, but it slows you down when you're first starting up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know that anybody at Microsoft ever turns off a computer.
Yeah.
No. Right. So, right.
Why?
Every couple of days when it crashes, you have to.
Well, at Microsoft?
Yeah.
No, that never happened.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Mike. And thank you again for your donation. We appreciate it very, very much. And by the way, one person, Smiley, in the live, the Google Hangout, which is live on air at my YouTube channel, Nick Francesco, asked me if I'm using a different computer because the color is so much better. Yes, I am using my Toshiba Chromebook, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. My entire case now, the case, the power supply, the computer, the headphones, all the extra doodads that I carry around are now lighter than the computer I took out.
Yep.
And it's only a 2 gig model, and I was really worried that it wouldn't work tremendously well. But I did what we're telling Mike to do in Google Chrome. In Chrome OS, you can add a lot of background things, you know, games and stuff that take up a little bit of memory even when they're not running. So I pared all that down to the minimum that I want to live with, and I've ended up with a whole lot of. Pretty good stuff, and a lot of extra memory. So running the Hangout seems to be working very, very nicely. And somebody, Richard, is saying that he can only hear me, not everybody. But Smiley says he is hearing everybody. So somebody clarify that for me. Is that all working? Can we hear everybody now, or what's the deal?
Is that jacking in or an out?
Yes.
It's both?
Yes.
So you got a software configure. Because I ran into that on my new computer. The jack is only an out, so I have to use an audio interface to get an in.
No, this works fine because I'm looking at the meter.
And that's not hearing it, just me on your microphone?
No, go ahead.
If we hide your microphone, so it's interesting. Yeah, turn your mic off and see if it still hearing me.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe it is coming through my mic.
Seem to be. Yes, we can hear you and Steve and you now. You and Steve and you now. Okay. They can hear me twice. And you once.
My hangout. The mic is off.
Yep. So, yeah. All right. It's working. All right. Good to know. Good to know. But I am loving this Chromebook. It's doing everything I want it to do and more, and it's doing it easily and fast. And again, I want to say a sincere thank you to Dennis, to Marshall, to Len, and to Mike. And we're asking you to join them as members of the Soundbites family. Again, let me reiterate, this show, this station has no corporate sponsors. Unlike some other stations where corporate sponsors bring in the nut every year and everything they get from the members is gravy, that doesn't happen here. We have no corporate sponsors. If you don't pledge, we don't exist. It's not an idle threat, folks. We need your help.
It's a fact of life.
To stay on the air. Everybody knows you got to have money to survive, and that's as true of this radio station as it is of you. And if you value this show at all, see, here's where I start to get invested, and I start to get angry at all the people who aren't pledging. Just turn off the radio. Stop listening. But if you are invested in this show at all, please help us keep it and this station on the air. Make the pledge. Make the call. 966-5299 if you're in the Rochester environs, 800-790-0415, or of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I did it myself. It took less than 2 minutes.
Rob's standing by and waiting to take your call.
The questions are not in any way
I should take
difficult.
Pledge, sorry.
Yes.
You can't take call.
They are not in any way difficult. They ask for the things you already know, your name, your address, stuff like that. It's real easy to do. So please make the pledge now, make the call, make the pledge, and we'll, are we having phone trouble? Is that what this is about?
Phone just died. We pick it up and there's a dial tone.
We seem to be having, oh, this is good. We seem to be having some issues with the phone. So we'll hold off. If you've gotten an odd signal or you can't get through, pledge online. Okay. Easy enough to do. Jazz901.org. Right there in the upper right-hand corner is a big gray box with rounded corners. It says become a member of Jazz 90.1. Click and pledge. Donate now. It's easy enough to do. Make the pledge. Make the call. As you can see, by the pledge drive progress thermometer, we're close. We're about $8,000 short. So any of you out there listening who've made your millions selling apps, creating stuff, what?
I have an update option.
What?
I have an update option.
Oh, do you? Good for you. you've got, we can edit it. Oh, that's not good. Okay, that's bad. We
what?
Wait, never mind. We we would love you to become a member. Well, that's probably because we're in the studio.
Maybe.
I hope.
Yeah.
The point here is I don't know what I was saying, but please make the pledge, make the call, join the family. It's real easy to do. If you pledge online, oh, I was saying it takes less than 2 minutes. I did it during the last break. You can too. The questions are things you know the answer to, like your name and where you live, and your credit card number. It's real easy to do. You can also, by the way, become a Jazz-O-Matic member. That's pretty. I wonder if we are having troubles with the phones because nobody's calling. You can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We're Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And let me read you another news item here. Oh, wait, before we do that, we want to thank Marianne for her generous pledge. Thank you so much, Marianne. Marianne and Mike and Len and Marshall and Dennis have joined the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families, and we are honored and delighted to have them as members here, and we would like you to do the same. Just make the call, 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Good news for those of us who have Android phones. We know that Google has been looking to bring more advanced photo features to Android for a while, but it may soon be ready to show off what it's been working on. Sources aware of Google's plans have confirmed that the search giant is currently testing a new version of its camera app that will sport a refreshed UI, a background blurring effect for portrait shots, and improved panorama and photosphere modes. As part of its overhaul, we're told that Google has finally fixed issues with the default camera's photo framing, allowing users to snap images with a new 100% no-crop viewfinder. That means you'll see exactly what your Android device will capture before you hit the shutter button, with no unwanted object creeping in at the edges. The company is also said to be making a camera app more extensible by opening support for third-party filters. This will allow developers and Android enthusiasts to create and import custom effects inside the camera app. The camera app's portrait skills may see some improvements too, with the addition of a new lens blur mode that will take photos with a shallower depth of field, mimicking the effects you typically see in Nokia's Refocus app and HTC's new One M8, which I'm looking at with deep lust. New high-resolution panorama and photosphere modes have also been added, improving the quality of your sweeping shots. While many are aware of are awaiting the release of Android 4.4.3, the latest version of KitKat, Google is set to make these camera improvements available to users by way of a standalone update. Sources indicate the app will exist separately so that non-Nexus owners running Android 4.4 and above will be able to take advantage of the improvements without having to wait for an update from their device maker or carrier. So, are you unhappy with the current Android camera app? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are also the numbers you can call to pledge your support for this station and for this show. And you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And those of you who are listening to the podcast, to the Soundbites podcast, there are hundreds of you who do every single week. You have not been stepping up to the plate. I call you out individually. Make the call, or rather get online at jazz901.org and make that pledge. There's a checkbox for Soundbites. Make sure you check that box so they know what show it goes toward. And please make that pledge today. Don't wait. I know you've been thinking about it. You listen to the show every single week because I see how many hundreds of you download the podcast. You're listening to the show, and it costs us money to store those podcasts, to provide the bandwidth to download them, and we're glad to do it. But this is your chance to show that you appreciate it and make the call, make the pledge. If you're listening to this live, 966-5299 or 800-790-0415. And both those listening live and those listening delayed, whether it's the podcast or the Ustream or the Hangout or wherever it is.
The on-demand audio or video.
The on-demand audio or video, jazz901.org. And I want to thank Harry for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Harry. We appreciate that.
And he's got a question.
Oh, and Harry's got a question. Go for it, Harry. Or don't. That's the other choice, I suppose.
Dave is going to frantically push more buttons.
We seem to be having an issue with the...
Is this Harry? All right, hold on.
We seem to be having an issue with the...
Well, it all goes back to the fact that the station wasn't designed for a call-in radio show.
Right. That's Harry?
Yep.
There we go.
There we go.
Love it when a plan comes together.
Okay, question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Does Malware Bytes still have a free edition or just the free trial edition? I just can't find the free edition on the net.
It still does have a free version. It's a little trickier to find the free version because they start with a free download version, which is the free trial. And there's a couple of extra checkboxes that you have to uncheck during the install to get the completely free version because they do want you to buy their premium version, which does more. But for most people, the free version is fine. So you just have to read the every screen that goes by and make sure you're unchecking the free trial or the premium version, so it's just the regular version.
Yeah, that's a job. You get so many choices when you search for it.
Yeah. Well, and it's malwarebytes.org/free is where the free version starts. But there will be ads as part of that install to start you onto the paid version as well.
Okay, malwarebytes.free. That's the right
malwarebytes.org/free.
Okay.
And I have noticed, because I was installing it this week for a customer, I don't know if it was just their computer or Malware Bytes has re-engineered the software because it ran so much faster. I was used to it taking 4 or 5 hours to do a full scan, and it was done in like an hour.
Uh-huh.
And it surprised me. Then the next scan, it must keep track of changed files because the next scan took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It must only scan the newer files.
Yeah,
it's probably looking at the attributes, whether it's
already scanned
changed
it or not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an opinion about Panda Cloud?
I have used it, and I actually found that it did a decent job. Mm-hmm. I have not done any extensive testing with it myself, but the couple of times that I used it, it seemed to work pretty doggone well.
Yeah, I thought AVG may be good, but it just seems like it takes up an awful lot of room.
An awful lot of room where?
In my system.
How big is your hard drive?
I keep getting virtual memory problems, and then that's why.
What OS are you running?
Well, that's on my old XP machine, which I know I won't be able to use after the 7th. You know?
Yeah. The 8th is end of life for Windows. So those of you who are still for Windows XP. So those of you who are
that's
still using XP. Yep. It goes off the rails. What is that? Tuesday.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. No more updates, and we're expecting all the bad guys are keeping their exploits until after that time because they know Microsoft is going to stop.
Yeah, I just wanted updating to get all the downloads on it for my other applications that I'll use offline. So.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We can't hear the caller on the Hangout. That's
why I'm thinking that it's set to out, not in. And let me check the other end, make sure it's plugged in right there.
Oh, yeah, there's that. This every time I make a change, it's a whole new world for us. And we'll see what that's about.
That's out.
It's in out, so it's out there and in here, and theoretically that should work, but apparently we're still picking it up over the microphone. Well, maybe going back to the old machine again, we'll see.
Oops.
Well, you know what?
Hey.
It's a test every week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I ended up with the USB interface.
Yep.
So it has it clearly labeled in and out.
Yeah, right. I think I don't know what the issue is here, but I don't think it's that. I think it's this computer. This is not a multi. Oh yeah, it is.
That's a multi.
Yeah.
It's a stereo.
But I'm wondering if it's a software setting for it to know whether it should be an in or an out.
Well, I'll
or
look.
If you have to turn the mic off to use the jack as the in.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll look at that at the next break. But it's something new every day. If there's anybody out there who knows how to work on that, how to work that with Chromebooks, please give me a call. In the meantime, if you people would only pledge,
mm-hmm.
We could stop asking. It's as you know, we have a Jazz-O-Matic membership, and what a great way to fix it and forget it forever, if you want to. It's really simple to do. For a minimum pledge of $10 a month, you can certainly pledge more if you want to. And set it up for as long as you like. We'll just automatically take it every month, and you don't ever have to think about it again. You can cancel at any time, whichever full level you pledge at. You can get the gifts at those levels. And we do have gifts. We have T-shirts. We have hats. We have CDs. We have all kinds of stuff. We have a mouse pad. We have a great Soundbites mouse pad. I mean, a great Soundbites mouse pad. I really like it. It's very, very pretty. Very, very pretty. And I don't remember what level that is, Steve. What level is that?
At the $50 level.
The $50 or above level. So you can get the mouse pad, which is so, so freaking cool. But yes, you can pledge. The levels start at $35 and go up to $1,000. But you can certainly pledge more if you want to, and you can certainly pledge less if you want to. No amount is too small. No amount is too big. Make the call. Make the pledge. 966-5299. 800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you're as sick of hearing it as I am of saying it, make the pledge, make it stop. It's that simple.
Easy.
We're happy to do that.
Yeah.
We're happy to do that.
We'd be more than delightful to...
Right. We need to keep this station on the air, and to do that, we need you to make the call.
We are so close.
We like really said, are.
$8,000 out of 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
$8,000, a little less than $8,000, and this could all end. But we need you folks to please step up to the phone, give us a call. There is no wrong amount.
That's 16%.
Yeah. You know, you might be sitting there, well, I can't really afford that much. That's fine. Whatever you can give.
Yeah,
that's $1 closer to us making our goal.
Right. No one person has to pledge the whole $8,000.
No.
Or if they want to, we'll be happy to take that pledge. We'll be honored, delighted.
It is a tax deduction.
To take that pledge. There are companies who listen to us. I know for a fact there are companies who have us on their radios in their shops every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a member, honestly, shame on you. Make the call, make the pledge. 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or just quietly do it online, jazz901.org. It's a secure line, it's a secure function, and you get it done in less than 2 minutes, and you're on your way. So,
and it ends this process for us, which we'd rather be, you know, encouraging folks to, you know, call in with your questions. We still want you to. But you know our first question is going to be, are you a member? Nick is just that way.
I am that way.
He wants to know if you're a member because, like I say, if we can give up our Saturdays, every Saturday to come in here and answer your questions twice a year, you folks, we don't think it's asking too much just to step up to the plate and pledge. It's only twice a year that we ask you to do this. Not like some of the other stations that do it 3 and 4 times a year. We do it twice.
And all you have to do to join the honor roll is make that pledge. Larry, Mike, Tom, Victor, Frank, Jerry, Carl, Steve, Wayne, Don, Betty, Richard, Brad and Diana, Anonymous, Larry, Patricia, Scott, Dolores, David, Larry and Jeanette, Dave, Victor, James, Jolene, John, Joan, Mary, Michael, Linda, Gerd, Mark, Walter, Richard, Brian, Greg, Stephen, Diana, Ed, Mark, Mike, Joya, Kelly, Ernesto, Donna, Peter, Harris, George, Steve, Jim, John, Dennis, Marshall, Marianne, Nick, and Harry. All of them have made the pledge. All of them have joined the Soundbites family.
Really, that list isn't that long.
It's not that long. It's like it's not even 60 names. We need you to make that pledge. Make the call, 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Pledge online at jazz901.org. All right, that's it. We're going to take a slightly longer break now while you make that call. You don't even have to type fast. Believe me, you'll be done before we're done. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 59 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Make the call, make the pledge, 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or jazz901.org. Keep this station on the air. Keep this show on the air, and we'll be back on the other side with a whole lot more sound bites right here on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Welcome to the second hour on the 5th of April, 2014. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I know there are some people who miss the first hour. Don't worry, you have not missed your opportunity. Yes, we are still in the middle of our spring pledge drive. I'd like to be at the end of our spring pledge drive. We all would, but here's how we do that. We're a little over $8,000 short. So we need you to help us make up the difference. We will stay on the air with the pledge drive until we get the money, because that's the only way this station stays on the air. We don't have government sponsorships. I know there are a lot of stations who get government money, and then what they get from pledges from members supplements that. That's not us. We don't get any of that government money. The money we get comes from you. You, the listeners of this station, please help us keep this show on the air. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
One other thing that I should point out, and it's hasn't been pointed out in quite a while, I believe, is you go to a lot of other stations, and you might hear some music, but you're going to hear tons of commercials, because that's how they pay for the radio. They sell advertising. That's where they get their money. We have sponsors or underwriters, and they're not coming in with the big corporate dollars, you know, and all these other for these ads, because we try to bring you music. That's what you turn on Jazz 90.1 for, is the music. And, oh, by the way, sound bites, which we've been here now for 5 years. And you know that every Saturday you can turn on your radio at 12 o'clock, and we're here. Before that is the Polka Guys, and then after this is the German. But otherwise, during the week, you're listening to real jazz. And it's one of the few stations that you can still call up and say, hey, you know what? I heard this one tune, and you know, I like this one particular artist. Is there any way you could, you know, play that tune? You know what? All the DJs here that answer and pick up the phones and take your requests, they'll play it. If we have it in our library, I can say that for a fact. I do it when I do my Thursday night shows. If you call, because it is. It's your station. We're on the air here for you folks. So that's why I feel very obligated when I do my Thursday night shows and ask you folks to please pick up the phones and, you know, give me a call. Let me know what you want to hear. Because in all earnest, I like that because, again, you folks are supporting us. So it's up to me to make sure you're hearing what you want to hear. And if I, like I say, if I've got it in the library, I'll slip it in. You can ask any of the folks, you know, or you'll hear me talk quite often. That this person or that person, you know, called in and, you know, wanted to hear the song. As a matter of fact, I had one request, and the guy did say he was going to call in. It was a couple weeks ago, and it was a Michael Bublé tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it's off his Crazy Love, and it was called Cry Me a River.
Cry me a river.
Well,
they
were wondering why this gentleman called in and asked me to play me Cry Me a River by Michael Bublé. I says, all right, tell you what, I do. And I did.
Justin Timberlake did a version of it. Ew.
Well, I came on after and explained because it meant a lot to him because he had gone on three other deployments. mm-hmm. and his wife was crying. And, you know, Michael Bublé, Cry Me a River, that's literally what she did. And she sent him that song.
Nice.
So he had me play it because he had just gotten home from his fourth deployment and hopefully his last, so she doesn't have to hear Cry Me a River by Michael Bublé anymore unless he's by her side.
Nice.
So it's that type of stuff, you know, I try to do for folks. And, you know, again, all we ask is twice a year. Twice a year. Pick up the phones. Give us a call. We like doing the, you know, going the extra mile and making you enjoy the station and want to support it.
Yep.
But, you know, we can't do it without you.
And we know that you listen to jazz. Don't even pretend you don't.
Oh, we hear it up at the Jazz Fest all the time.
We hear it at the Jazz Fest all the time. We hear it when we say to people, people call me, come up to me all the time. Oh, I love your radio show, but you disappeared. Where are you? I don't see you anymore. Oh, we're on Jazz 90.1. Oh my God, I listened to that all week. Well, start listening on Saturdays because we're there too. And we need you to help us keep this station on the air. And we know you're jazz listeners because smart people listen to jazz. And you're smart people. Jazz and classical music have been proven scientifically to stimulate the brain. And so we know that you listen to this station. And we know that you enjoy the music. And we know that you listen to this show. And we know you enjoy this show. At least we hope we enjoy this show. So make the call. Make the pledge. There are an awful lot of you listening to the live stream right now. I know not all of you are members. Make the call. Make the pledge. 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or at jazz901.org where you can pledge online securely in the comfort of... You don't even have to put on pants.
Yeah, really.
To make the pledge. You don't have to get dressed. You don't have to shower. We don't care. Just shuffle in... just shuffle over to the phone right now in your jammies and your slippers. And
it's cold and windy out there anyway, so you don't want to go out.
One eye half open because you just woke up. We don't care. Make that call right now, 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Or if you're sitting at the computer and both hands are free for a minute, jazz901.org to make that pledge. Please. Please, we'd really like to hit $1,000 this show. We did not get halfway there in the first half, so we need you folks to step up a little bit and make that pledge. So make that call. Keep us on the air. In the meantime, I'll read another news story. Apple attorneys. I'm getting so tired of it. Okay. Apple attorneys told the court on Tuesday that Samsung copied Apple's iPhone as it tried to figure out how to react and compete with the device. Because of that, Samsung should pay Apple about $2 billion. That's billion with a B in damages, they said. Harold McElhinney, one of the lead attorneys in Apple's patent infringement lawsuit against Samsung, said during open arguments that Samsung realized it simply did not have a product that could compete successfully against the iPhone. He cited internal Samsung documents, including a memo containing comments from J.K. Shin, Samsung's head of mobile, that said the company was suffering a crisis of design and had to figure out how to respond to Apple. The evidence in this case will be that Samsung copied the iPhone, and it also took many other novel Apple inventions that had not yet appeared in Apple products, McElhinney said. Samsung specifically chose to copy the features at issue in this case. Almost 2 years after Apple and Samsung faced off in a messy patent dispute, the smartphone and tablet rivals have returned to the same San Jose, California district courtroom to argue once again over patents before federal judge Lucy Koh. Apple is arguing that Apple infringed that Samsung infringed on 5 of its patents for the iPhone, its biggest moneymaker. Samsung, the world's largest mobile phone maker, wants about $7 million from Apple for infringing 2 of its patents. The companies will give more details about damages during their opening arguments. McElhinney said Samsung has sold more than 37 million infringing devices. If the two parties had negotiated royalties, Samsung would have paid an average of $33 or $40 per device, about $2 billion overall, for the use of all 5 Apple software patents. That level has been deemed extremely high by experts such as Florian Mueller of the popular blog Foss Patents. However, Apple argued that it would have to negotiate with Samsung while it was also pursuing other cases and while it knew Samsung was copying its devices and hurting its profits. The company would have tried to get as much money as it could from Samsung in that scenario, one where it was forced to do something completely against its nature, which is settle with Samsung. Is Apple justified or just crazed with greed? Give us a call, 585-966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org like Rod did. Thank you so much, Rod. We appreciate it.
And so one of the weird things about all these patent cases is...
Lawyers are the only ones that get rich.
That's true, yeah. But what's interesting is in some jurisdiction, Apple wins. In some jurisdiction, Samsung is winning. There was the famous verdict in the UK where the judge said Samsung didn't copy Apple. They weren't cool enough.
Yeah.
And so Apple put that on their website, and Samsung got mad, and the judge got mad, too. Apparently in England, you don't mess with the judges.
You do not mess with the judges in England. Dudley Moore and what's his name?
Peter Cook
and Moore, yeah. Did a great, they had a series, Beyond the Fringe, the drop of a hat, the drop of another hat, and one of their bits was, in England, if a judge sneezes during delivering the verdict, and I sentence you to, that stands.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what the judge says goes in England. If the judge says I sentence you to be hung by your heels inside a well every day from noon to two for the next 3 weeks, that stands. You do that. They can set the punishment. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've heard more crazy stories right now of the medical treatment over there. It's horror stories.
Well, I have friends who live in England, and they love the medical treatment they get. They absolutely love it.
Oh, I could share a story right now with you with a family member that is...
I'm not going to argue it's all hearsay for all of us.
I've heard the waiting lines are really long for what we would consider essential surgery, but they sort of consider elective surgeries.
Yeah, I don't know.
You send off a test, and it takes over a week to get results back. And if it was here in the States, you'd have the results by the next day, maybe a day later.
Interesting. I've also heard about that with the cop shows and all the CSI shows,
mm-hmm.
that they get their DNA results back in an hour to go convict the guy because that's the TV show.
It takes days.
Well, right, that takes longer, but they don't want the stupid criminals to know that.
Yeah, right. At any rate,
they were born at night, just not last night.
Just not last night. They've been saying that. One of the real problems that they're having nowadays, of course, is with jury trials. Because juries watch a lot of these TV shows. And they're saying, well, if you haven't got the DNA and found the one flower in 7,000 miles that actually grows and dropped its pollen mm-hmm. on the guy's shoe, then he must be innocent. But it's not the way the real world works. Yep. It doesn't work that way. and everybody's always sure. We've got a 57-point match with his right thumbprint. Maybe you get a 4-point match or a 5-point match because...
The technology has changed so drastically.
Right. But even so, I mean, it's the real world, and the real world is messy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's the issue at hand.
It's not
clear
cut. It's not clear cut by any means.
I remember in the olden days watching Quincy, sort of the first one of these big shows.
Oh, yeah.
The real L.A. County coroner was more likely to steal your gold fillings than he was to dig for the truth.
Funny, but true.
Yeah, it's but I love the shows, but you got to take them with a grain of salt. That's the way that works. But don't forget, we need your help. It's 966 Jazz. That's 966-5299. toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge online at jazz901.org. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And you are in the middle of a pledge drive. And we have Steve from Brighton on the line. Welcome, Steve. What's up?
Hey, I've got a question. When I'm on the web, if I open a couple web pages and then I minimize them, and when I go back and put my cursor down over the Internet Explorer icon, it used to be that what would pop up would be miniature pictures of each of the web pages that I had minimized, and that doesn't seem to happen anymore. I was wondering if you could explain what's happened.
Okay, which version of Windows are you using?
Windows 7.
And what is your browser?
Internet Explorer.
There you go. And you're not seeing the, what are they called, the thumbnails?
The preview or thumbnail or something.
Yeah, preview panes or something.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering what's happened to that, or can I get those back somehow?
Yeah, normally, for everybody else, what normally happens is when you have more than one, say, Word document opened, or more than one browser pane open, you will see, and you hover over the program in the toolbar, you'll see a little pop-up. What you should be able to do is in Windows Explorer,
the visual effects settings.
Yeah. Under Organize, Folder, and Search Options, View tab. There's a thumbnails option. Make sure that's set up properly.
Okay. Could you just review that again? What do I need to go to? I'm trying to write it down.
Yeah. What you want to do is go to in Windows Explorer itself. There's an Organize menu, Folder and Search Options, and then a View tab. And no, that's not for...
You also have to have Arrow Graphics turned on.
Right, and you have to have Arrow Graphics turned on. And I'm not calling it the right thing. It's not the preview pane.
The taskbar thumbnail previews, I'm finding it on.
Yeah, thumbnail previews.
Okay.
I'll post this link in a minute. So it's
there you go.
It seemed like it happened all at once. Like I get these updates from time to time, and I don't always tell the computer to update them on Windows Explorer, but it did this one time, and then the preview pane stopped.
Yeah, you have to have the right theme selected, and you have to have Arrow Graphics turned on.
Okay.
And under Performance Options and Visual Effects, again, that's thumbnails. Son of a pup.
Yeah, taskbar thumbnail preview. So when you point to the taskbar icon, it shows you a preview of that window.
Right. Steve has found it. He will post a link.
I'm finding different options for installing other programs to turn it on or off, but why?
Yeah, that's not it. So it you have to in. Be running Arrow, and there is a thing called the Arrow Troubleshooter. right?
Okay.
So there may be problems there. But the way to start is to make sure you're running the Aero theme. So right-click on the desktop, select Personalize, and then make sure the theme you're running is an Aero theme, A-E-R-O, and see if the preview comes back that way before you go running the troubleshooter.
I had spoken to another computer guru a couple weeks ago, and he said that the reason why they've changed it, because I didn't do any changing on my own, but in this recent edition of Internet Explorer, was that viruses were attaching themselves to those preview panes somehow.
Oh, yeah. But the other thing you can do, well, so what you want to do for the troubleshooter is in the control, the start button in the search and open, you go to the start button, you open the control panel.
Yeah.
There's a little search box, type troubleshooter. And you'll see troubleshooting and under appearance and personalization, you want to make sure that you have turned on display Aero desktop effects. You might be prompted for an administrator password. And then if you're not the administrator, and you shouldn't be, so type in the administrator password and you're on your way.
Now, you said someone posted a link. Is that on... I haven't listened to your show in a while. What site do I go to get that?
Soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, okay. And it's going to be one of the first things you'll see.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, the one form I found says it's under the visual effects section in the performance option. Because the Aero graphics that makes all those cool little, you know, fancy effects in Windows 7 requires a heavier graphics card. Some people will turn that off if they're having slowdowns in other programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns off this feature of these previews as well. They're also live previews. So if you have a video playing when you minimize the window, that video keeps playing in the preview.
Right.
Which is cool, but needs more graphics power to do that.
Right. And there are some programs you can run that will set things.
Yeah.
And turn stuff off in order to optimize the program for their needs.
Yeah. There's one called the 7 Taskbar Tweaker that turns things like those on and off. In fact, we've got one on the Mac called the Lion Tweaks and now Mavericks Tweaks, that some of these hidden settings you can turn on and off. So if you'd want to turn off zoom rectangles, which can slow things down, you can.
I'm getting annoyed by all that. I keep getting the warnings. You got to update Flash. I hate Flash.
Again and again. Yeah, there were like two updates this month already.
I hate it.
Well, and the problem is the bad guys put out fake Flash updates.
Yeah, I know.
Masquerade in
ads. You got to go to the Adobe site. And it's just one of those things, you know, I guess I got it because more of the Facebook people
It tends to be Facebook games more and more, but we're seeing websites like YouTube where almost everything was Flash. If you don't have Flash installed, most of the new videos will use the HTML5, which all the modern browsers have, so you don't need Flash. In fact, I had a really pleasant surprise this week for real estate agents who have been using Macs. The Rochester Multiple Listing Service,
MLS.
The MLS, required Internet Explorer 7 for Windows in order to run. In fact, it didn't even work well under IE8 or 9. You had to have IE7. And so all the real estate agents that use Macs had to install a virtual machine and Windows to get Internet Explorer. Well, this week we finally found that they switched to a browser-agnostic and platform-agnostic website for MLS.
Sounds like a religion.
Yeah, it is. unfortunately, it's built with Flash. So they went from IE7 to Flash instead of HTML5. So they're about 10 years behind the curve, but at least now you can use the multiple listing service with any browser on any platform. And for all the Mac real estate agents now, you don't have to run Windows to get Internet Explorer to run that now.
Like you say, that just sounds like some big cult.
It's browser agnostic and platform
services
agnostic.
Start every Sunday at 10 o'clock. Yep. Be there.
All you need is Flash.
Yeah. So here's the weird thing. I'm in the settings. No, well, yes and no. I'm in the settings for Google Hangout, and the choices are default microphone or automatic. Which one do you think I would want?
Neither. I want the jack.
Well, right, but let's just say I decide I want automatic.
Yeah.
It turns it back to default.
Maybe because your hangout is running? It won't change in the middle of the hangout?
Yeah, it should. It should. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the same thing for speakers, apparently. They will. Well, they'll go to automatic, so that's nice, and they'll stay there. So, I don't know.
It should have the option of speakers or the jack, or microphone or the jack.
You might be right, Steve, though, because in the middle of the session, it doesn't want to switch.
I found that with the Second Life client. You have to set your audio settings before you launch the client, because even though the client has the preferences, they don't do anything.
Yeah, right. I don't know. We'll figure it out when we figure it out.
And the Linux control panel for audio in and audio out, did that... Oh, you're running Windows, aren't you?
No, I'm running Chrome. This is the Chrome OS.
You said Chrome, yeah. So the analogous to the audio control panel where you pick your input and output.
Well, I looked there, that was only default. That only has one choice. So it may be that this is not being recognized... Yeah. Perhaps because of the kind of cable I've got?
Well, according to the specs, it's an in or an out. But how do you decide? So if you're playing something, it's an out. But if you're not playing anything, it's an in? Does it sense the electrical conductivity?
No, the theory is...
You're feeding power into the jack.
Yeah,
now.
No, the theory is it should work like the headphones with a microphone. You plug that in, it is both in and out.
No, I think it's in or out. That's the way mine is. One or the other, but not both. Because the headphones with the microphone, you need four tips.
Yeah. It's actually two different wires.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So I think it's an in or an out. Not
but I know this works because it works on the old computer.
Right. So the wire works. So it's a set.
Could be the way it's wired, though, on the old computer.
Well, on the old computer, you had two jacks, an in and an out.
Yeah.
And a lot of these new computers, that there's only one jack, it's in or out, mm-hmm. depending on how you set your preferences.
But I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Here. I have one choice, which is the highway. Yeah. It's not doing it my way, so it must be the highway. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, it's not quite right. Well, I got a week to figure it out. And I tested all this so carefully at home. And with the
Chromebook?
Yes. And I used my earbuds with the microphone.
Okay.
Plugged it in. It worked fine. Everything was great. I was doing everything right. I covered up the mic, and it actually still worked, and blah, 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 blah. But now it appears that it might just be this. You're right. It might be the cable is different. When I get home, I will check what this looks like against what the jack on the thing looks like and see if there is some form of difference. And then I'll just...
It might be hip. You don't like... Three separations.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of two.
And that may be the issue.
Yeah.
And the old machine took it and the new machine doesn't take it.
Yep.
And if you're calling in, hold on. The phone is busy at the moment while we take a pledge, so please hang on. So what I will do is figure this out
and
I may have to stop and see my friends at Goldcrest or somewhere else.
I love that store.
Holy moly. I can't go in there. Because I just want to buy everything.
It's so neat.
And go home and play.
Yeah, so many neat gadgets.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It was like Radio Shack back in the 60s and 70s. Oh. I'd walk in there and think, oh, I could build one of these, or I could build that. And look, if I use this rheostat and these components, I can build. It was terrible. I ended up with a bin full of stuff that I couldn't use, that I never used, because I was buying things and not having enough time to play. So it was an issue for me personally.
Yeah, that's those dangerous stores where you spend too much time in there.
All right, I'm going to go way back. Do you guys remember Noah's Ark?
The original or the movie?
Yeah.
No, the store.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a store.
No, I don't know it. But before you go on with that story, let me thank Mike
for
his generous donation. Oh, and he's on the phone. Oh, hi, Mike. What's up?
I just wanted to call up and ask you guys a simple, hopefully an easy question. I've been away from computers for a while, and this is like the third. Well, I've been a long-time listener. This is the third radio station I've listened to you on.
Thank you.
And what happens is, what, like, I'm still running socket A.
Yeah.
And what socket, now, socket A lasted a long time. It was, you know, ran like 12 years.
Yeah.
And what socket would you go with today with, if you needed a, you know, if you wanted a better, newer computer? Which one do you see?
That's a very good question. I generally don't pay attention to the sockets as much. I just buy the chips. When I go out, I want an i7 chip, so I just buy a motherboard. Because it's so hard to just buy a socket nowadays. You want it, you know, you're talking about the socket for the CPU, right?
Right.
And the point was you could upgrade your CPU later.
Yeah.
But by the time the better CPUs were out, it's a different socket now.
Yeah, a whole different style and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. What Steve said is, I mean, socket A, you could improve your memory and then get a better processor. You know what I mean? It went on for like 12 years, you know? It was a good socket to get, you know?
Yeah, but it's done now. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's done now. And so, for example... I love the i7 processor socket, processor. And so I think it's the 1155, or is that? No, that's the wrong number. 47. Dagnabbit. Give me a second to think about this. It will come to me.
Okay.
Socket. Well, there's something called the Socket 7, of course, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. It's the 1156.
That's a little old.
Yeah. It's the 1156, or also the LGA 1156. If you want the Core i7 Extreme Edition, it's Socket 1366. But the problem is very few of them upgrade quite the same way. So if you want to an Intel Core i7 1155, you want the Socket 1155, also known as the H2. If you want the Intel Core i7 1156, you get Socket 1156, also known as the H1 or the LGA 1156. So there's not a lot of upgradability nowadays. They're much more, not entirely, but much more... matched.
Okay. Is there one that you can recommend? Like stability, speed isn't a big thing, but stability is.
The 1150, the LGA 1150 is pretty good. The LGA 1155 is good. And if you want the extreme, that's a higher one. But I would go with the 1150 or 1155, depending on which processor you get.
Okay.
Okie doke. We got to take a break. You. Back in just a couple of minutes. Soundbites, Jazz 90.1.
Before you make note of the following rules. 1, turn your radio down. 2, turn your radio down lower. 3, remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4, make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5, calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6, if you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7, is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Steve Enrick.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 46 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we have Richard from Irondequoit on the line. Welcome, Richard. What's up?
Thanks, guys. Coming this Tuesday, I know you're tired of answering these questions, but regarding XP, my computer is loaded with 2 different antivirus programs. Of course, I only use one at a time. You're not supposed to use 2. Is it safe for me to do banking? I know that Microsoft isn't going to support XP any longer,
or should
I switch to my computer that has Windows 7?
Yes, you want to switch to your computer, and here's the issue. This has nothing to do with viruses. It is inherent vulnerabilities in the operating system itself will not be fixed anymore in XP. XP, and this is the dirty little secret of Microsoft, has essentially the same code base as Windows 8. All the way up, all the way through, all of them have the same code base.
It's turtles all the way down.
It's turtles all the way down. My God, it's full of code base. And so what happens is, if they find an exploit and fix it in Windows 7, the bad guys will know it is unfixed in XP. In addition, many of the antivirus people will stop making updates for Windows XP versions of their software because theoretically nobody's using it anymore.
And Windows 9 will be out before Christmas. Yes.
Right.
And so what we expect that the bad guys have been holding off on their exploits until after next week, and Microsoft won't release a patch to fix the exploit anymore.
Right.
Okay.
So really it is, and we've been saying this for months, it is way past time to simply get rid of your XP machines.
Gotcha. One more quick question, and then I'm going to make a pledge.
That's what I like to hear.
Okay. I have a laptop that will no longer connect to my Wi-Fi system in my home. Is it safe for me, and I don't care about pictures or documents or anything, is it safe for me to, what do they call that, when you wipe out everything in it and revert it to a like-new condition? What's that expression called?
Factory restore.
It's a factory restore. Yeah. Restore.
If I do factory restore, do you think it will enable me then to connect to my Wi-Fi in my home?
Maybe. I mean, it depends on what the issue is. If it's a software problem, that will fix it, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
But if the is this the same old XP laptop?
No. This is a fairly new one, 3 years old with Windows 7.
All right. Well, it may fix it. It may be that the hardware is dead.
Or you got it turned off.
Yeah. One of the things that we find is that many laptops have an actual physical switch.
Yes, this does, and it's turned on.
Are you sure it's turned on all the way?
The little light comes on usually?
Yes.
And the light comes on?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
The light comes on indicating that the Wi-Fi is enabled.
All right. And so if you turn the machine off and leave it off overnight and turn it on again the next day, that doesn't fix the problem.
Well, I never left it off overnight.
Yeah, I would. Here's one of the things that people don't know a lot about Wi-Fi. When you get an address from Wi-Fi, you get what's called a lease.
Well,
and what that means is you get that address for X amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Let's say 24 hours. Halfway through that time, or 12 hours, the system will say, I'm still here. Can I keep that address? And the system will say yes. And the router will say yes. And then halfway through that, 6 hours later, it happens again. And then 3 hours, it happens again. An hour and a half, it happens again. But if for some reason you've disconnected from the network and go back to connect again, the router will say, I'm sorry, that address belongs to somebody else. You cannot have it. And you may not be able to get back in.
Okay.
So if you turn your machine off and leave it off for a while, eventually the system will say, you know, doggone it, that machine's not there anymore. I'm going to free up that lease, and it'll be available for somebody else. And the next time you log in, you'll say, I need a lease. And it'll go, well, you don't have one. Here's one.
I don't believe it. Okay, well, great.
I would try that first.
So what I will do is I'll turn the amber light on, which means Wi-Fi is off.
No.
And then I'll turn the machine off and try it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, and then make sure you turn that amber light back on again.
Yes, it turns blue when Wi-Fi is enabled.
Yep.
Okay, whatever. I don't know your machine. Yeah.
Okay,
sometimes even the Wi-Fi router, turn that off overnight, too, and let it rest and reset.
And you'll have to call back in to pledge. I can't.
Yeah, and Richard.
Rich, yeah.
Yeah, call back in again, please, to pledge. We can't transfer you back.
Okay, I will do that right now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Richard. And what Richard is doing right now is something each and every one of you should be doing at this exact moment, although calling in will be difficult because Richard's on the line. But what you want to do is make a pledge. Remember, we are a member-supported station. We don't eat the government cheese. We don't have government funds for anything. We don't get the national funds, the state funds, the local funds, the anybody funds. When we say we're member-supported, we ain't kidding. The money we get comes from you. And what Richard is doing is what so many others have done, but we need you to do it too. Make the call. Make the pledge. 966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz.com. www.newsradio901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes, and it keeps this station on the air. We have plenty of really terrific gifts. You can ask the person taking the pledge, well, Steve, about that. There are pledge levels from $35 to $1,000. If you want to pledge at one of those levels, God bless you. It doesn't matter. You don't have to. You can pledge at any level you like, and we will be happy to take that pledge. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member, pledging $10 or more a month for as many months as you want. Cancel at any time, and we'll painlessly and automatically just take it out of your account, and you won't even have to think about it again. The best way to become a member, by not thinking about it. Remember, if you were to pledge at the $365 level, it's hardly a couple of bucks a day for us. If you were to pledge $5 a week, let's say you pledged $5 a week, that's what, $260?
Mm-hmm.
$5 a week is a cup of coffee. When you put it in perspective, it's not a lot of money. We need your help. Please make the call. After this show, I don't know that there's going to be anybody to take a pledge, so you can still pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I personally think we're worth a cup of coffee a week. I truly do. And so all you have to do is make that pledge at whatever level you can afford. But again, if you can't afford it, that cup of coffee level, $260, means that you think we're worth one cup of coffee a week. God knows you drink way more than that. All you have to do is make that pledge. And then from now on, drop that $5 in a jar. And at the end of next year, hand it in. And it becomes completely painless because it's just a few bucks a week. We would love to have you become a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites family. All right, that's it. We're done for another week. We came nowhere near our $1,000 goal, but thank you to those of you who did call in. That's Dennis and Marshall and Len and Mike and Marianne and Nick and Harry and Rod and Mike and Richard, again, for his generous donation. Thank you, Richard. We'll be back next week, but don't go away, because right at this moment, we're about to turn the reins over to George, who will play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow. And we'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.